Not knowing is one of the greatest joys in life.
I was thinking about boners. Yeah, hormones, they're tricky.
Dude.
That's all I'll say.
What's going on, huh? Everything all right, boys?
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. Hey, Walt.
Hello.
And Q.
Hello.
If you can stop having diarrhea for 2 seconds.
I'm going to try.
I fear that you may have been subjected to a bug that is sweeping the Northeast. Have you heard this?
There's a stomach bug going around these parts?
There is.
Yeah? I definitely was subjected to it. I hate it. I hate it. It's like the fourth week in a row I've been sick.
They said that, let me see, yeah, I have the article here about, oh, of course it's not working. Why the fuck would it work?
I would take diarrhea 10 out of 10 times over throwing up.
Well, I didn't really have much diarrhea. I don't know where that came. He pulled that out.
Yeah,
I just said you guys had it.
No.
A conversation I wasn't privy to.
No. I'm not saying it wasn't in the mix, but it wasn't the main issue.
It's called a norovirus, a hypercontagious stomach bug. Yeah. Is that what you had, the norovirus?
I definitely had some stomach bug, because it came in like hard for 3 days.
One particle will get you – if you ingest one particle, it'll get you sick.
Really?
That's what it says.
So it's contagious?
Yeah.
Yeah? Can you get buzzing? Yeah, so I wasn't like diagnosed, but
– Right.
Yeah, it's like I was saying before we started recording, every time we start a season, the first month, I'm sick.
You would think by now, this many years in, you'd be like a teacher. You know, a teacher doesn't ever get sick because he or she is so exposed to everything the kids have.
We have these year-long breaks now between shooting. So it's like my body gets all comfy in my little bubble and then oh, here's 100 people a day.
I love that half glass full mentality. My body gets all comfy rather than it gets all soft and weak. Because you got to build up that because you went in that little bubble and you let your body like kind of –
deteriorates?
Yeah.
Well, is that glass half full or delusional?
What's delusional? I'm in my house. There's no germs in there.
You're not
getting
comfy.
Yeah,
but you do. Like not just you. Yeah. Like same with me. I'm like, I didn't leave my house for it was like a week, and then suddenly I was sick.
Yeah. All right.
And I don't know if it's like I guess maybe sage going in and out.
That's the thing. You have factors. You have the kid. You know what I mean? Like that. You have ports of entry.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm locked down in that house,
basically, Q is Howard Hughes.
Yeah, without the money
in bottles. And
that's true. Yeah,
counting all his money,
emptying out tissue boxes for shoes. Do you see yourself getting that way, like a germaphobe?
I don't think so. I think I went through that already.
Yeah.
No.
Because I know you're more hypersensitive to germs and people coughing in your mouth and that kind of stuff.
It's just the sheer amount of people that I interact with, that makes me nervous. Because I get sick, and I get sick every week my life has not been right since we got back from that cruise. So I'm just trying to get it. But you're having problems. You were mentioning you were having some.
I had the day I got off the boat, I was fine. The next day, it was 2 solid weeks of like what I thought was COVID, and then turned into this lingering chest thing that just would not go away. Like the cough would not go away.
Fucking rough. And then I think too, it's like, I know Walt. I don't know if you see this too, but like, are you sick of winter yet? The fucking dark, the cold. Like I'm at that point where it's like just waking up in the dark is like starting to get to me.
I have Well, I don't wake up until about 10 o'clock or 11.
Yeah, that's so nice.
So usually the sun's up
by then.
The sun's not up, yeah.
The sun's on its way down by then.
If it's dark at 10 in the morning, we got big problems.
Yeah.
But I have never been one. I know you both of you guys have mentioned that, you know, that you guys don't like winter. It kind of fucks at your head. But, yeah, luckily I've never been affected by the seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't really matter to me if it's winter or summer.
Okay.
It's the same. I really don't even – other than, you know, what you're going to pick out of your wardrobe that day.
Sure.
It's really the only factor for me is for winter or summer.
This fucking guy in his normal mental state, it fucking drives me crazy sometimes. That doesn't affect me. Meanwhile, every little thing I'm like, should I kill myself for this? Should I kill myself for
is
that?
Is this the thing?
Yeah. Is this going to be the thing?
Is it that normal though? Is it that common though for people to be affected by the seasons?
Oh, yeah.
I think so,
I find that so strange.
Let me look it up.
Well, I mean, I'm okay. Like, I'm good sailing through most of the season, but it does hit a point for me where I'm like, I've had enough. Like, I've had enough.
In about 6 months, I'm going to hear this. I'm going to be like, I'm so sick of the heat.
No.
I'm telling you, I'm going
to
hear it.
I said the same thing the other day to Mary Beth. I was like, in July or August, I'm going to be like, why the fuck is it so hot out?
No, I never. That's me in my pool then, man. That's not. I love it.
Yeah. Can we find the incidence of, let's see, incidence of seasonal affective disorder?
What is this? We're trying something new?
Well, that's really not that many people.
He's providing information.
So this is Ginnam's job now?
I love it.
Television.
I love it. Unfortunately, Walt, you can't see it. But, yeah, like he's pulling up all this seasonal affective disorder stuff. 10 to 20% of people might have mild seasonal affective disorder. 4 to 6% of people may have winter depression. Seasonal affective disorder is 4 times more common in women than men.
So what, are they trying to call me gay?
I think so.
So you're like, all right,
gay boys?
Wait,
why is you saying gay boys?
I'm getting picked on by scientists.
Why do you think it is in women more than men? Do you think it has anything to do with?
Maybe they're home more? Like maybe.
I was going to say hormones, not home.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. They're hormones maybe?
Yeah.
Driving them crazy?
Yeah, hormones, they're tricky.
Dude.
That's all I'll say.
What's going on, huh? Everything all right, boys?
No, not even her. I think it's me. I think I'm hormonal.
Oh, yeah, you got too many hormones?
Is it? I think so. I might have a couple too many. Like there's menopause for women, but what's – like,
menopause.
Pardon my ignorance. Yeah, like menopause.
There is. There's a menopause.
Am I going through it?
Why? What's going on?
I might be past it.
I think, yeah, like ever since I was a kid.
35, you've been in a small menopause. How long is this going to last?
Male menopause. Myth or reality. Ginnam's just pulled up. It's decreasing testosterone levels related to aging. Now, see, that shouldn't happen to me, though, because I take that testosterone supplement. I take like a shot at home once a week.
Oh, once
you,
a week.
You administer your own shot?
Yeah, but it's like – It sounds more impressive than it is. I'm not like finding a vein or something. It's like this cylindrical thing that's about maybe 6 inches long. And you just – it feels like somebody's pressing their finger against your side like firmly. Like you don't feel a needle or anything like that.
Are you sure that your batch hasn't expired? You're sure that all your – whatever you're injecting?
Mary Beth said that the other night. She's like, son, your batch expired. What are you trying to say?
I'm out.
I didn't see it ending that way, but if it has to end, that would be pretty funny.
But like, could it be like, do you make sure like the – I imagine there's a shelf like they have to keep it frozen?
No. It's this thing. I get it once a month. They send me in the mail. They'll send me these 4 injector things once a week.
Yeah.
And it, like what it does, like you have to.
Oh my gosh! We had a doorbell. That doorbell hasn't rung
ever. Yeah. Ever in since months. We started doing
it, we got a customer, man.
Don't let him know we're in here.
Leave the door open.
It closes on its
own. There we go.
Oh, get him.
Okay, so now it says how to self-inject testosterone. Yeah, it's drop it. No, this is not the way I do it. I'm not checking for air bubbles in the syringe.
Like after you inject it, are you like Popeye? Like
dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
No. No,
the owner's like, boing.
Yeah. These are the cannons on Popeye's bike.
Shoot off.
No, I wish there was something like that. But it definitely, like, it's supposedly supposed to help with depression and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I guess maybe I wouldn't be as depressed. Because in like as well as the low testosterone levels, then, like, you know, you have a hard time getting a boner and stuff if you have low testosterone.
Sure.
So that's going to depress you even more because you're starting to feel your age and you're starting to feel like, oh, my God, like, what's happening to me? Like,
I'm losing my boner.
Yeah, my boner's gone.
Yeah.
That's a miracle, right? Like, you need all these things to arouse you. And you never really thunk about it, like, since the age of 9. Like, it was like you could get one just by, like, if
– thinking about,
like,
something.
If you saw – yeah, like, if you saw, like, a lady on a pancake box, you know, like, at Food Town, you know, that could get you aroused.
Talking about Aunt Jemima?
Back in the good old days when we could ogle Aunt Jemima. Before all the Libbies came in and took her away from us.
She was so hot, man. Why'd they take Aunt Jemima away?
Miss Butterworth, they took away all of them.
But now you get...
Does it seem silly in retrospect that we get rid of Aunt Jemima? Wasn't she there for all of us?
She was there for all of us. And not only that, I read an article where Aunt Jemima's family was like, they took it away from us. Like, in our town, like, we were something.
Oh, they were the Jemimas.
They were the Jemimas, yeah. They were like, it was a big fucking deal that our relative, our grandmother, I guess, whoever, was Aunt Jemima. And then they, like, went and changed it, and it was like suddenly we weren't special anymore.
Because I was thinking about boners, and I was
– I got a clip for this week.
Have you ever seen this show, Naked and Afraid?
I have heard a lot about it. I have never seen it.
So they drop, like, a man and a woman into, like, this incredibly tough terrain.
Yeah.
And you have maybe sandals
mm-hmm.
for your bottom of your feet and a satchel bag to cover your privates that inevitably is constantly falling away from your privates. So they have to tile it out
or
digitize it to get it on Discovery Channel. And – a lot of shit happens and goes down, like, some, you know, maybe somebody's attacked by, you know, a hornet, like hornets and something, or sun, or they go into a lake and there's, like, some sort of, like, eel.
Are they allowed to fashion clothes from, like, leaves?
You're not supposed to, because that's part of the titillation factor, I think.
But aren't you just getting –
that's an unwritten rule.
Bitten by bugs and shit all day and, like
– yeah, well, that's part of – that's how man
who would
live
do this?
Before clothes. Well, this is an endurance test. This
it's like a competition,
it's
right?
It's a competition between the sexes.
And oh, it's man versus woman?
Yeah.
I thought it was couples versus other couples.
Boobies out all the time.
How do you get any work done?
That's what I was saying. Yeah. It's like, how distracting would it be if, like, if I was attacked by, like maybe some sort of, like, you know, some angry-ass fire ants and I'm all laid up. And that's just what happens. And they have to helicopter out some people who have to, like, tap out of the competition.
Okay.
But no matter what happens to me, I constantly got a boner because there's a naked person. How distracting would it have been to the whole telecast? No matter what malady pops up, I just got to look over. And it's like, just that peripheral vision, I see a naked girl.
It's like your loincloth going up like in History of the World.
The cameraman just doesn't know what to do.
Like, do we really have to? I mean, come on. It's every day.
I'm like near death's door, and the helicopter's about to come, and, you know, and I get another glimpse, and it happens again.
Is that
what
horny?
The fuck, the editing bay, they're just like, the fuck do we do?
Yeah, it's like shot.
We might have to scrap this episode.
We don't have the budget for the tiling it's going to take.
But that's what I would be terrified of. Like, if I was a guy who was into this and I was, like, one of these outdoorsmen who wants to test himself against nature and everything, that's the one thing I'd be like, well, how do I be in the presence of a naked girl the entire time? And the whole time you're thinking, it's like, you know, don't think of a white elephant. You're thinking of a white elephant. Mm-hmm. The whole time you're thinking, don't get aroused. You're going to get aroused.
Well, you're naked and afraid. You're out in the woods. So, like, your normal standards probably don't even apply.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're like, here's what I like in a woman. But that all goes out the door when you're naked and afraid.
I'm just afraid I'm going to get a hard on. That's the only thing I'm afraid of if I'm on that show.
Let me rephrase. I know I'm getting a hard on. I'm afraid.
That's happening.
Yeah. I'm afraid. Yeah. Yeah, I just would think that – I wonder if that has come up though, like behind the scenes on any of these productions.
It has to have, right? I mean, even like they have – now they have intimacy counselors on movies where like if there's a love scene – like they have a counselor go in and like I guess talk to people and all this stuff
to counsel you on what
I guess
you got to like choreograph basically love scenes now
like a fight scene
yes and the
like put your hand here person, at this point but don't slide it down here
there's a zone you're allowed like it's all worked out it's negotiated through the actor and actresses and the intimacy coordinator is there to make sure that. That it's adhered to.
Do you think Clark Gable needed an intimacy coach?
I know he didn't want one.
you think Mae West needed an intimacy coach?
Some actors
they knew what to do. They knew what the deal was.
I'll tell you what. I've never heard a single female actress I know. Every one of them has rolled their eyes on it, and I like it's actually more of a pain in the ass.
Oh, okay.
But you know, if it helps, I guess. I don't know.
But that's another situation in which
I don't know. I'll never be in a love scene, so it does not fucking matter.
Yeah, I haven't requested any love scenes yet, Nigel.
I have, but Murray hasn't. he hasn't agreed to yet. I thought he'd be easier.
But that's one of those situations where you're like it's out of your control. Like if you're in a love scene and it's like you're on top of this hot actress, like you have to jerk off first, right? You have to before you go out there.
But also, is it an insult to your? You're the person you're acting against if you are aroused when you're doing those things? Like how can you be that detached from the act? If you're like kissing and petting and something doesn't happen, maybe you take that saltpeter before.
Oh, okay.
No, what's that do?
That was like what they used to give the men in the military.
Okay.
They would put it in their gruel.
So they don't get boners?
They wouldn't get gruel?
They wouldn't get boners then. Throughout all the world wars that were fought. All the men were hopped up on saltpeter.
That sounds dangerous to me.
Potassium
taking
nitrate.
Away Americans' boners. You're taking out, you know what I mean? The enemy might win that battle. Grunts, G.I. Joe. The Joes need those boners to remind them what they're fighting for, man. You can't take it away.
Speaking German.
Yeah.
If they put too much saltpeter in that fucking gruel.
If the only way we can win the war is by neutering our boners, that's a war I don't want to win.
What's that salt? Is it called saltpeter?
Yeah, you're right. It's a potassium nitrate, a chemical compound with a sharp, salty, bitter taste. And effects on humans, saltpeter and other nitrates have a long history of medical use, but it's toxic in high doses and can produce symptoms ranging from a mild headache and upset stomach to kidney damage and dangerously altered blood pressure.
Jesus.
Jeez.
Here you go, boys.
They're saying they put it in some eggs in prisons.
To stop all the
– oh, here's the problem with that theory. Bacon contains saltpeter. It's part of the curing solution. If saltpeter made your dick not work, your dick wouldn't work if you ate bacon. Yeah, but I mean how much – I think you're talking – I mean this is just
– Oh, remember that Quora? Time Q fucking went down because he ate too much bacon?
Really? I noticed how soft he was.
Remember we were working a con?
Yeah.
And he sat out for like 2 days because he kept going back
San Diego.
For bacon.
He probably did kidney damage to himself eating all that bacon. No boners plus kidney damage.
If you recall, I'm not sure my boner worked just fine.
Yeah, I do remember that. Weekend, yeah.
Oh man. But I know I wouldn't say it on air, which is I know lame to everybody home, but I know for a fact there's like one love scene. I talked to one of the actresses that was in it and she's like, "No, we actually just went for it. We threw everybody out but a cameraman and just really fooled around."
Really?
So, yeah.
How far? 2-4. What does that mean?
Pretty far. It seemed pretty far.
Was this a legit movie, not a porno?
No, it was a legit movie. A legit movie. There's three people involved. It was a three-way, and I heard that the actress told me. She's like, "We really went for it. We threw out everybody but a cameraman." So they got drunk, and they did it. So I guess there's just like – you know, it's up to whatever level of comfort people have, man.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. False is what I'm seeing up on Get 'Em Screen. The belief that saltpeter will reduce sex drive is an urban legend. Rumors persist that authorities add this preservative to food served at institutions like military prisons, all-male boarding schools, and summer camps. A summer camp? You can't get a boner at summer camp? Oh, what's the point? That's
never
what they're
been
for.
To summer camp, but
all the movies I saw in the 80s, all those boys just trying to get into the girls' campsite.
Yeah. Across the lake.
I got a dyslexia clue for you.
Oh.
What's the opposite of saltpeter?
Oh.
Saltpeter?
Come on, boy.
Pepper jack?
Spanish fly, bro.
Spanish?
Come on.
No.
Yeah, what do you mean no?
Yeah, but you're breaking your own rules. It's not the opposite of the words.
Saltpeter, the product, the chemical or whatever.
Yeah, but don't you normally go like word for word?
Yeah, normally it's word for word.
But saltpeter is one word, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Spanish fly isn't it?
Yeah, but it has the opposite effect. It gets you.
You're right. I don't know why I'm bothering. He's right.
You know the rules.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Walt. You're absolutely correct.
What's that song? Wet ass pussy, and then whatever company's making Spanish Fly should license that song.
We live in a time where that's one of the most popular songs out there.
We
grew up in such an innocent time, relatively, didn't we?
I had Nirvana, man. Like,
we had 70s fucking Air Supply and slow shit.
I saw a comedian online. It was hysterical. He made the analogy. He's like, he was talking about how A Baby It's Cold Outside, you know, people were championing to get it banned. And he goes, while this is going on, the number one song in America is Wet Ass Pussy.
They were trying to get what banned?
Baby It's Cold Outside.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He goes, how does this make any sense? People want that song canceled. Maybe it's cold outside, but the number one song in America is White Ass Pussy. Or WAP. What is it called?
WAP. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw a rendition of it on the Joker's Cruise, proving even more that there was a –
You guys are lucky you guys didn't turn into fucking salt.
Saltpeter.
Do you remember that? What was that?
Sodom and Gomorrah.
That boat. I mean, you're lucky that boat. Everybody in that boat didn't turn into salt. Some of the stories I've been hearing.
Lot's wife turning around, turning into a pillar of salt.
Well, let's see. Let's see what stories we get back from the. I think it might be post pandemic. People are ready to go crazy. I don't know if it's. I think the VSQ boat's going out this week.
VSQ boat's at sea right now.
Oh, it's out. It's out right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wonder if they'll come back with tales of.
Debauchery.
Was Ming on that one?
Yeah.
I think he's on.
Okay. What kind of question is that?
I think he's gotten a job with the cruise line now. He's going to be their gopher.
He would kind of fit in. Yeah. Like if you saw, yeah.
He could be a cruise director.
Oh, yeah.
He has the energy and the.
Yeah, he does.
He could be the Julie McCoy of.
Have you seen any cruise directors on the cruise? I haven't seen anybody. Like, no one's like.
No,
that I've noticed.
But
anyway.
I'm working so much that it's hard for me. Yeah. Nobody comes up and we just get to know the security guys really well.
Yeah. The people that introduce themselves are the security guys and the people at the buffet.
Oh, yeah.
The people at the buffet are always like, washy washy.
Yeah. And those guys,
they spray with the stuff.
The washy washy people are famous, man. Everybody loves quoting them on the boat. Washy washy. They're smart. They know what they're doing.
They know. I have some ads this week. I have to apologize in advance because if we skip an episode, the way it works now is like we have to double up on ads because ads then get canceled.
Did we skip an episode?
Because you were not feeling well and I was not feeling well. Yeah, you were at the peak of your diarrhea.
No, that's now. I'm in the middle of it now.
You were sick with something else that week.
It's been one thing after another.
Yeah, that was the week before. But after this, we should be all caught up.
Great.
Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy, wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You'll have over 35 options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie-smart, vegan, veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. So what are you waiting for? Get started and have a feel-good week of meals ready to go. They got two-minute meals. Fuel up with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and serve wherever you are. Snacks, smoothies, and more. Sign up and save. Factor has done the math. It's less expensive than takeout. Oh, it has to be. Takeout is, dude, I almost ordered DoorDash yesterday. I was going to order Jersey Mike's and I was like, why is a half sub $15?
It's crazy.
Yeah. I was like, this is nuts. And I went down to Jersey Mike's and they're tacking on like $3, $4 to each item. So, and then plus your tip and your taxes and your delivery fee and all this other shit, you're adding like fucking $20 on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So no way. No way. Where's my factor is what I said. Factor is a perfect solution if you're looking for fast upscale options done easily, flexible for your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 to 18 meals per week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. No prep, no meal mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to eat, and there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. So head to factormeals.com/TESD50 and use code TESD50 to get 50% off your first box and 2 free wellness shots per box while subscription is active. That's code TESD50 at factormeals.com/TESD50 to get 50% off your first box and 2 free wellness shots per box while subscription is active. Okay, so there's that one. And then I'm going to read this one so we don't have to interrupt the show 4 times.
Ah, nice.
All right. Prize Picks. Now, we cannot play this, Walt, I found out. This
what is Prize Picks?
Prize Picks. Oh, my God. It's America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 member stat player stat projections, and then you watch your winnings roll in, Q. It's demon time on Prize Picks, Walt. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000.
Demons. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, let me in on that.
Demons and goblins are the newest and most exciting way to play your prize picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. So it's pretty fun. It's like, what's that? What's that game with the
Uno?
No, the one with the little whammies.
Oh, yeah, Pressure Luck.
Yeah, Pressure Luck. Looks like a little whammy guy. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks number one fantasy sports. The Prize Picks, the number one daily fantasy sports app. They offer weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday each Tuesday. Prize Picks discounts players. Oh, my God. Prize Picks. I mean, the alliteration is crazy in this. Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value. Personal experience. I don't have any, unfortunately, because you cannot play this in New Jersey, Walt. We're going to have to cross borders. If I go over to Q's place, I'm probably going to play me some Prize Picks.
Do you play in New York?
Yeah, you can play in New York. So go to prizepicks.com/TESD and use code TESD for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's $100 if you go to prizepicks.com/TESD and use code TESD for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy with Prize Picks. Okay. Now we can move on to talking more about going to fucking Pam and Edgar's house yesterday. And really, for the first time ever, I'm like, I'm concerned for Edgar. I'm like, how does he handle this every day? Like on Fridays, usually Sage will go to her mother's house. And here's the deal. Sage gets home from school. We go, we pick up McDonald's for her. She has her McDonald's snack on Fridays. Then we go to Pam and Edgar's. We bring the dog. He gets to play with Pam and Edgar's dog. And Edgar's like, so what's been going on? And like, I have nothing going on. So I'm like, nothing. What's going on with you? Nothing going on with him. And he seems defeated.
Is he retired?
He's retired. Yeah.
So he's home now all the time.
He's home all the time with my mother, and my sister comes over a lot. And I'll say this. Being caught in a conversation with those two.
So Pam won.
She won. Dude. Mary Beth pointed it out. She was like, Pam can say anything she wants to Edgar, like busting his balls or making a smarmy remark. But the second like Edgar says something back, even the most mildest thing, she snaps on him.
Oof.
Yeah.
Pam Pam's strong.
It's yeah. I'm like, how did this happen? How did this turnaround happen? And I think Edgar was just like, I fucking give up. I give up. I fucked up everything from the fucking second I fucking conceived that stupid asshole of a son of mine until this very moment.
It all started at the flower show, man.
Yeah. If he had never gone to the flower show, who knows how different his life might have been.
Yeah, but this doesn't mean it's going to be better. Could be worse.
Doesn't mean it's going to be better. No, but he was in military school. He had to drop out because of me.
Oh,
he might have been a four-star general. He could have been
in fucking NOM.
He probably would have went to NOM. Yeah,
he could have had his legs blown
off. I saved his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only reason he's not hobbling around like Captain Dan is because of me.
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan, yeah.
Wow. How old is he now?
He is 76. 77, yeah. And Pam is about to turn 78 on February 2nd, insisting that she would be she's living to 100. She doesn't care. She's hobbled over as fuck. Like, she's all bent over. She's like got that old lady bent over thing.
Is it inevitable that a marriage that goes on that long is inevitably going to get to that point where it's just somebody gives up?
I think it's likely, but I don't think it's inevitable, but I think it's likely.
When you just that's a long time. That's a lot of hours put into that.
And you're not the same person. Like, you just like, I don't feel like the same person I was 10 years ago, let alone fucking 20 years ago. So
Right. What's
it going to be like 20 years from now? You know, it's like, you're not the same persons and they're not the same person. So it's likely that the two new people that have replaced the old people, one, they don't look better. They look worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're more jaded. They're upset. Who knows what the fuck? Death is approaching. So, you know, it's a stew for people to get irate at each other.
And Edgar doesn't have any hobbies?
He has his dog. That's about it. He takes his dog out every day. He messes around with him. He goes outside, like putters around in the yard, brings a dog with him.
He probably needs like one or two more hobbies. He needs something like one
woodworking.
One more good interest that he can escape from.
He would be great at woodwork.
He'd be great. He's had a lifetime of experience, right? Yeah.
Is he into wood anymore, though? That's the thing. He's done it for so long. So. He's like,
I don't think Pam is.
Any wood. Pam's like, I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree, asshole.
I've had enough wood for a lifetime.
See what that wood produced?
Yeah.
Ruined our lives.
Hey, guys. I'm here with the dog.
You and your stupid wood.
Yeah. Look where it got us. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? If only the saltpeter really worked.
Yeah, but you said you were bored lately. You've been bored lately.
Extremely.
You need a hobby bored. Too.
I know. I tried with the guitar.
I still love to read.
And my I still read.
Well,
yeah, but I can only read so much. My hand started shaking. Like when I'm playing, I think I take this medication that makes my hand shake now a little bit. So it's like I can't really.
So you gave up on the guitar?
Yeah, kind of. Well, I didn't give up. I didn't like get rid of everything. I just stopped playing for a little bit.
You gave up on your mentor or the guy you were paying to?
My guitar teacher guy. Yeah, I told him, I was like, let me try to get this medication figured out and then we'll get back to it.
So, so they.
Easy letdown.
Maybe take up saxophone.
Saxophone or drums.
Drums a lot of work. Saxophone, you can play against the moonlight, you know, with the shirt off and look real sexy.
Fucking in the moon and shit.
Mary Beth, come out, see you.
What about the triangle?
Triangle? Dude, you fucking laugh. I played the triangle in a parade once.
Do
you remember?
Go back to your roots.
I should go back. If I just went, sometimes I think that I'm like, if I just went back and did everything differently.
Yeah.
Everything would be all right.
But why isn't everything all right? Everything is all right.
Everything is all right. That's why I can't figure it out. I think I'm not a good self-starter.
Yeah.
I'm not good at like self-motivation.
Mm.
You know, I get up and I do dumb stuff around the house when really I should be doing.
Example? What was something you consider dumb?
Like cleaning the kitchen or like throwing. Because it's things that need to get done.
Right.
But it's not like – it doesn't – I don't know. I don't feel like it, – it's just like it's maintenance. I'm not like going forward with anything. I thought about like maybe learning Spanish because when we were doing Comic Book Man the other day for Patreon, Muse says something about wanting to learn Spanish. And this was 2015.
And Muse? Jason Muse?
Jason Muse, yeah.
Was in here?
No. We were doing Comic Book Man, and he was on the. Yeah, we do a look back, and he was on the episode, and he was saying that he wanted to learn Spanish. This is 2015, and I'm like, if he actually did it, he would be fluent by now.
Sure,
I don't think he did though.
I don't think
I don't. I don't know, but if I had to guess,
I don't think he did either. Yeah. As far as I know,
I don't know. Think he's bilingual. I don't want to poo-poo, but I feel like learning a new language at this point, I don't know if what would you gain out of it? How often would you get to drop your?
Almost never. I don't have anybody to practice with. I did try to take a Spanish lessons from a lovely Spanish lass, but that got shut down.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Really? I was told no.
Who's the lass?
She's an aunt. She's a 13%er. Lives in Mexico.
And the missus was like.
I think she thought she was too hot for me to be my teacher.
All right. What about Victor or Alex then?
Same thing. They're too hot. I don't even know if they speak Spanish. Have you ever heard them speak a word of Spanish?
I think we do, me and Alex, when we text,
we do call each other hermano and stuff. So.
They had a restaurant, though, and I thought they said that there was
a large
clientele was Spanish community. I thought. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I think that, but I thought that. I thought it was a Spanish restaurant.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a Mexican restaurant.
So, yeah, I guess, I mean, one would tend to think you would need to be able to – you know, be able to
at least know a little
jargon.
Did I know the two of them own a Mexican restaurant?
No, their parents do.
Have we never promoted it or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Well, they closed that restaurant down, and now they're and now they have a place at the Columbus Flea Market.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have like a trailer that they like a food truck type.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that they do. Great.
I think they're coming back in the spring. I don't think they kept the truck in the dead of winter though. Even though that auction is open year round. I don't know. I think he told me that they're coming back in March or April. Mm. I don't know why I think that, but I think he said that.
Get us tracking the Norwegian Pearl, the VSQ cruise over here. Is that where they're at? No, that's where they're at 8 hours ago.
That's what he did the entire time you guys were on.
Really? Tracked it?
Yeah. Every time I looked over at his computer, he was looking at the screen.
He could have came. Why would he come?
He's a conundrum. He is a conundrum.
I wonder if he would have liked it. I think so.
I don't know if he knows what to say when he's in a group of other people.
Okay.
And with his drinking, no.
I think he might have like maybe fallen overboard.
I think he might get a little caught up in the lubrication and.
Well, we could give him to Ming to watch, and Ming and him could like Ming would have.
I don't know if Ming's the guy to watch you.
I don't know. At your birthday party at that club that you had, like I saw Ming watching get him, and it didn't seem to be a good pairing. Yeah, they were both drunk and dancing and all kinds
with
of stuff
with each other.
Yeah,
me and Ginnam went to the big outdoor game at the Devils.
I saw that on the Instagram. Yeah,
it was.
Cold. Yeah.
It looked cold. Miserable. Just like your face, even though like you're in the picture, like looking like you're kind of trying to smile, your face just looks frozen.
Well, yeah, because at a certain point, it's hard to even speak correctly because mm-hmm. to pronunciate the words through frozen face gets a little bit difficult. But so many great stories that Ginnam has, but he can't tell them.
He can't tell a single one.
Not on mic. You can have those dissenters to thank for that.
Yeah.
Who didn't want him on mic anymore. So I can't tell you the fucking crazy ass story.
Well,
that
you
happened.
Can.
You're not going to. I'm not going to.
Thank you.
If you don't want to hear
it. This is the stage you're at. Got it. Okay.
if they didn't want to hear Ginnam speak, I'm sure they don't want to hear stories about Ginnam either then. Even though this was fucking killer.
Yeah.
So funny.
We'll never know unless he gets voted back on months from now.
Probably like what, 3 people complained online.
the guy's off for 6 months. Yeah. Withholding Ginnam stories.
Ming was up there too. Ming was at the game.
Yeah.
Ming was in a box and that lunatic left the box and hung out by our section.
Why didn't he bring you to the box?
He said it wasn't his rodeo. That's what we asked him. Can we come to your box?
Rodeo?
So he goes, it's not my rodeo. And I took that to mean that like he was invited by somebody and he couldn't then invite somebody else.
Yeah, I don't think he had the juice or the clout.
He's the fucking maverick, man. He should have just pulled you. It's better to like apologize and ask permission. Just bring you guys in. Be like, oh, man, I hope it's okay. I saw my friends outside. I brought them in.
And it's. You know, and I rarely do this.
Yeah.
I almost never do it. And I didn't do it even in the moment. But like, isn't there a good chance, like if the guy invited Ming into his box,
yeah.
he knows him from something which most likely would be a comic book man. And if he was like, hey, there's another comic book man outside.
Yeah.
He's freezing his balls off. Can he come in? He promises not to eat or drink anything of your food.
Yeah.
Can he come in? But Ming was unwilling.
Unwilling.
To even broach the subject. He goes, it's not my rodeo.
Wow.
Multiple times.
But he spent time with you at least.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Oh, so this is the guy he's hanging out with. I'm not sure who he is.
Brian Esposito. Click on his gram. Let's see what he
is. Yeah, he's the guy that's fucking holding you back.
He's got a fucking suite, though.
Oh,
at MetLife Stadium for the Devils outdoor game. That ain't no joke. That must have cost him a suite.
Says he's an entrepreneur. It's his job, so... He's got that
time
money.
Is our most precious commodity.
Oh boy.
You disagree you start, with them?
No, I fucking after Sage turned 18, dude, all I can think about is getting old and time smart going by there, and Muse's dog just passed away. Fucking awful timing. I was really sorry to hear it. A little puppy that they got when I still lived in LA. That's how long ago it was. Remember their little puppy Jersey? That little tiny thing? They
was an old dog then.
Yeah, he was 17. They left. Jordan told me they left to go on the cruise, and they're in Miami. And that day they get the call.
Tell them when they come back. Just,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
I think I would have held that information back.
Yeah.
Because that's a hell of a thing, to now jump on the cruise and try to have a good time and forget all about it.
Yeah, because it also robs you of mourning, which I think is a healthy part of it. You know, you're just like, all right, time to go party.
Yeah, but I guess also it's like, well, what do I do with them in the meantime?
What are your options? I mean, just give it to the vet, let them freeze them up
for a little bit.
You said something like, really, that just resonated with me when you said not rob you of mourning, but I took it a different way. If you didn't know, it's almost like that is a gift of the ignorance is a gift for a little bit.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. That's my wife recently – I'm a total anxiety fucking lunatic with my kids and everything. Always constantly
You don't
worried,
say.
Constantly worrying and everything. And so they didn't – my wife didn't tell me that my daughter went to California for like a 3-day trip. And while she was there – I knew she was going, but while she was there, she had to go to the emergency room.
Oh, shit.
Because of stomach pains and everything. Like they didn't know what it was. It was that horrific. And nobody told me.
Oh, wow.
Until she was cleared and everything was fine. It turned out nothing was wrong.
Then comes the bliss.
And then I said to my wife, I was like – let's proceed like that going forward.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing wrong. I didn't have to stress. I went along with my life blissfully unaware. Life is good.
Now,
keep me in the dark on everything. Everything. Dude. I'm telling you, I know I might come back and be like, why didn't you tell me? But I promise you 9.5 times out of 10. It'll be the right decision.
Not knowing is one of the greatest joys of life.
I cannot tell you how, like, when I sat back and I go, she's fine. I talked to her. And 3 days of not worrying and not being, like, totally ripping my hair out and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was a gift that they gave me by not telling me.
I don't think that's real. I've said on this show many times that I don't think the human mind was built for the capacity that we have of the
Holy
world.
Shit.
Jesus, 2 customers in one fucking day.
This is insane. Did you put out the word? No.
He won't even say no in case he's picked up on mic. It's incredible.
This, I swear to God, the last time that doorbell has rung twice in one day.
Yeah.
I couldn't even – it has to be over a year ago.
Wow. Right, busy day today, man. Weather's warming up.
I bet you it's the same person.
Forgot my wallet.
He probably heard us in here and came back to see if we could record it.
Oh, there you go. No, it's
Jay.
Mrs. J with her lovely new hairdo. Yeah, she came here to get her hair cut.
Nice. Looking good.
I'm very excited to hear that you had another dog with you today that kicks the puppy.
I'm watching my brother-in-law's dog.
Yeah.
It was so – this is a – I mean, when Brian Johnson says he needs to get out, this is a man that needs to get out.
Yeah.
I walked in here today. It's like so funny the – this shock on his face because he saw kicks first and he was bamboozled, a man in a stupor because he thought that I had died of Soxes. It's another Boston kicks. So, and it's a much blacker fur. So he was like, he was totally like speechless. He thought that I had dyed socks to make her look younger.
I did. I was like, for a second, I was like, what? What? And I didn't even notice that the younger dog only has one eye. I didn't even notice. That's how taken aback I was. Out.
Yeah. They're doing that now? Yeah. You can dye dogs?
Oh, wait. But this is what I was saying. Like, I don't think the human brain is was supposed to process all this information. Like, we know there's misery all along the world. Even parents, like back in the olden day, their kids would marry and go off at 17, and you would fucking get a letter from them once a year. You, like, you weren't constantly worried about them.
Well, you just said, like, again, another point you make, it's so, like you say, you're not supposed to be able to worry about the state of the world.
Not at this level.
But, yeah, like, I could give two shits about the state of the world. The things that give me anxiety and stress are, like, you know, our immediate family. That circle that I live in, the people in that circle. Like, I could give two fucks about, like, I cannot get
stressed. Say it.
I cannot get stressed about.
Just say George Floyd. Just say it.
I cannot get stressed about and get anxiety the way I do on a level when it's personal. It's just never going to happen. So I don't know how people can work themselves. Like, to me, that's another thing that I'm like, I can't identify with somebody who's that, like, out of sorts with the state of the world. Like, it gets them that much, like, it affects their mood that much.
Right.
To me, that is like, how do you do that?
Well, there's no, like, let's say your daughter got sick and she's like, oh, I have these stomach issues. Like, worst case scenario, she's like, look, I'm laid up in a hospital. You can drive there. You can see her. You're under control somehow. Like, you still have control of your situation. Whereas the state of the world is just like, dude, every day I look at the paper and I'm like, this is fucking unbelievable. Yeah. Like, this is unbelievable, the shit that's happening.
But it's just like water off a duck's back.
Yeah.
The state of the world for me, like, unless it's something like a cataclysmic event, of course. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it's just noise. And it's the other parts of my life that give me the stress and anxiety. It's never the world, though. But I just don't understand how, like, do you not have enough stress in your real life that you can now take on
the stress of the world?
The world, that to me seems like, man, you got some broad shoulders if you want to take that on too, because I couldn't do it. That's, you know, it's just, I don't know.
Well, end result is, like, aside from, like, going online or hanging out with a friend and yapping about it, like, what are you doing, really?
Oh, yeah, or this is always happens.
What's going on?
These dogs are completely
dog fights.
Calm and everything.
And then she comes and riles
them all up, and I got to get them out, and now they're going to have to urinate. They wouldn't have to urinate it for, like, at least 3 hours.
Well, she can take them.
Oh, that one. How did he lose his eye?
A tumor.
Oh,
really?
It behind his eye, and
very young or recent?
Within the last 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Yes, if you don't have, get that dog insurance, people, or pet insurance, because that could wipe you out when you have a dog that needs an eye operation.
Yeah.
He seems to, like, the dogs are amazing. Like, he seems to be unaffected by losing an eye. Like, that's the. Beauty.
Well,
of,
I mean, yeah, all his needs are met. Every single need that he has is met. Right, but
again, that's the beauty of almost like the ignorance of, like, a human being loses an eye and it's traumatic and you're going to be in a state of misery. Mm-hmm. Dog loses an eye. That tail still wags the same way it wagged it before.
I don't know. My sister's tail keeps wagging. she fucking lost an eye. She seems to not be. She's talking about getting a car. I'm like, is this safe for people?
Well, you could drive with one eye, right?
Yeah, I guess you can. I wasn't aware of that. I thought that if you had limited eyesight, that, like, because her whole right eye, she's blind in her right eye, I believe. So it's like, you close your right eye and, like, there's a whole bunch that's cut off. Like, if you're –
So she hasn't been driving for a while, huh?
No, not sometimes. She hasn't had a car.
That could be your new gig. Whenever your sister needs to go somewhere, you can be her right – for her right side vision.
Talk about a boredom buster. Yeah.
You think Edgar looks defeated?
Just bring a mic and please record everything that happens.
Oh, I can't imagine it.
Pedestrian. Right side pedestrian.
Well, that's what happens now. Is like Pam ends up driving my sister everywhere, you know, like to her therapy appointments and her doctor. She has a whole bunch of shit going on with her knee and her back, all this stuff. So, like, my mother, who should be being chauffeured around, ends up chauffeuring her, and Edgar too. Chauffeurs my sister around.
Mother's work is never done.
No. Yeah, that was my question. Like, will there be a? Do you think there will be an age where your daughter can reach where you're not worried? Like, she's married, has her own family, she's living wherever.
No.
You still worry, right?
I don't think you ever lose that. You know, I don't think you ever not worry to some extent. You know, maybe there's less worries as, you know, as they settle down into their, like, their daily lives or, you know, like, mm-hmm. but I can't see that happening though, but it would be, I like to think it would be less worries as time goes on.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm distracted. Get him is typing my name back there, and me as a chauffeur. I guess it's AI or something. I don't know about this AI shit, man. Every time I read it, it's like it's not good.
Why?
It's like it's taking – like they have to now make laws that you're not allowed to do AI presidential statements. Like you can't have Joe Biden saying something. Through AI that you normally would not say. Isn't it though?
It's the Wild West, yes.
That, I read that. I was like, yeah, good fucking luck with some of these people who are good at that shit. They're like, fuck you.
Genie's out.
I know.
How are you going to find these guys? You can't, if these guys like are in another country and they scam people, you know, with all their scams, like, and nobody seems to be able to find those people. And now you're going to try to hunt down the guy who makes an AI of Biden.
Yeah, like a political party that you don't agree
really,
with or
like
something.
Fucked up and, mm-hmm. you know. And,
singing wet ass pussy.
Yeah, now is there levels of the law? Like can – like if he does something completely like definitely comedic and like you like singing wet ass pussy right. as opposed to like I now announce we are at war with Canada.
Right.
And nukes will be dropping in 2 hours yeah. on Canadians or, you know, find shelter because – you know, we're dropping fire. That's a lot different than like, you know, Biden just singing wet ass.
That's War of the Worlds type shit. Yeah. yeah. and people crazy. Would believe it. Well, enough people would believe
well,
it.
It's good enough. I mean, yeah. if it's really him saying it, you'd be like, what the fuck? I mean, you fucking were tricked by fucking a dog.
I know.
you thought the socks had a hair.
I was like, when did you get into AI? That was definitely a double take. I was like, why does she look so young? I was like, did he dye her hair? Oh, okay. There's two dogs.
Socks, leave her.
Oh, she's so cute, though. That one eye.
She's young, huh?
She's only about a year younger than Socks.
Oh, really?
She's
prancing.
Yeah.
Yeah, prancing about.
Yeah. I have a buddy that works in tech, and he told me, he's like, he goes, yeah, it's worse than you think. He goes, he's like, they're dripping and drabbing now what they want. He goes, they already have it. The technology already exists to totally fake anything perfectly. He's like, this rollout they're doing is to just get everybody used to it. He goes, but the technology already exists.
Do you concern being such a public figure? Somebody might have because I know like
Jesus
you made
Christ, who
you
cares?
made the mistake of hanging having a blank sheet of paper in that picture.
Yeah.
But also, doesn't it work to your benefit, people in the public eye, though? Because now even if something shitty comes out and you really did it, you could be like, AI.
Yeah.
All AI.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that I mean, it's a terrifying prospect, man, that somebody could just dupe you like that. I mean, I have the
– but it is basically a get-out-of-jail-free card because you can always say it's like it's AI. And if you're like, sir, this is not AI. Yes, it is. It's AI. And if as long as you stick to your guns, it's AI.
I guess, yeah. Right? But I mean it sounds yeah. like –
if there's no proof otherwise.
It's like an exhausting – like you always got to lie like that. I don't know. Yeah, mine might be a get-out-of-jail-free card now that you're saying it. Yeah. Wow, they really fucking – that Taylor Swift photo's good, huh? I mean, it looks just like her.
Oh, that's not real?
No.
Oh, okay, so she's not bent over getting butt fucked by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Isn't it against the law now to even look at those photos? I thought it was. I thought she was going after anybody who
looks at them?
Who even looks at them?
Wow. Oh, it's if I was her, I'd be yeah, I'd be
it's
concerned.
It's upsetting.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be.
It's really weird. Like, I mean, I know
like people for
her songs are catchy and shit, but I don't get the Taylor Swift phenomenon. Like, more so than somebody else. Like,
that's okay. I thought you don't yeah. get it. Yeah, you don't worry. I wouldn't worry too much about it. Both.
So I said to Mary Beth, I feel like maybe her music isn't meant for me.
Yeah, it might not be.
Yeah.
It's she just, might not have crafted her the songs.
Trying, old man,
yeah, to capture that age.
Oh, I hit that 56.
How many dogs
market?
Are there right there?
I think with her, it's people. It's easy to forget. Like she's a person, man, and like that. It's easy to be like, yeah, she's rich and so successful and stuff, and all, but like she's still a person. So it's like she's allowed to get upset by that. I think.
But you bringing back the AI thing. If people pre AI don't believe or skeptic about anything they hear. How will we live in a world with AI prevalent that, like, will you be able to believe anything?
I mean, you got to hope that there's just trusted news sources that you can go to.
There aren't.
There are none. I don't know. This is one of those moments where I'm like, glad I don't have kids. You know what I mean? And I'll be dead.
Really? It's one of those things that goes back to my thing. This is not a problem for me. I don't give a fuck about AI. I don't give a fuck if who's getting deep faked.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, it's like, it doesn't affect me yet. I guess there could be, you know, maybe somebody creates a fake AI episode of Tell Them Steve Dave, where we say some really heinous shit.
I'm sure they could. And it's like, it's that, that's not saying like that technology is just, it's
oh, so
here.
That's what you're saying. Oh, so from now on, we say whatever the fuck we want.
No.
I thought it was a new age of Tell Him Steve Dave.
It's not, I assure you.
AI.
I just watched you say it. You're like, AI.
AI, what do you want from me? We don't have cameras in here.
Yeah, it's rough, man. It's scary, but they're going to be able to make fucking movies. See, what's his name? Medea?
Mm-hmm.
What's the guy's name that makes
him? Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry has said, like, he doesn't have to ever put on the makeup again. He could just do Madea with AI now. He could just act, and the computer in real time does the makeup on him. So he's like, I don't have to sit in chairs anymore and shit like that.
I'm sure everyone throughout the ages have asked themselves, like, well, if it's – this is where technology is right now, what's going to be like in 20 years?
Yeah.
But I think, like, more so than any time in history – because it moves so goddamn fast. Now you can look at it and be like, in 20 years, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
I think you're right. Like, you're not going to give a fuck if you're deepfaked, because everybody's going to be getting deepfaked. Everybody's going to have their AI shit.
I know there's a lot of outrage recently because, you know, so many people are going to be put out of work because of AI.
Yeah.
And I say to those people, I'm like, well, why do I care about a makeup artist or a digital artist or anything losing their job? And like, why do you care? Because I didn't hear you crying when the guy who set up the pins at a bowling alley was put out of business by the automatic
pin monkey. Like,
when the automatic pin reset machine came into existence,
sure.
Nobody was like crying and being like, and striking.
Well,
and
it probably wasn't a specific job.
I also feel like Walt wasn't around for when that happens. He's like, I didn't hear it then. When the pin monkeys all fucking.
Who put up these Skittles? It was probably the owner of the like alley. I mean. It's changing. Yeah, I guess. I see
it. The same thing, though. What do you think about it?
On a different scale, yeah.
Technology replaces jobs. It has happened since man created the wheel.
The Model T, sure.
You know,
before
you were carrying boulders by, you know,
right.
By someone's back. You know, and now you got the wheel and a cart, and then you were limited to need for that. And that's what's going to constantly happen as technology advances. So why am I to feel like there should be laws and you can't write a script with AI?
Because those technologies that you mentioned opened up bigger avenues. Once you're not carrying the boulder and you're on the horse and cart, yeah, the boulder carrier might be out of job, but 50 jobs are created along the cart path.
Well, isn't that the same thing that AI will create 50 jobs?
No.
No?
Not at all. That's
someone's
the problem.
Got to proofread that AI and make sure it's
– Do they? Why?
Yeah, you just can't like go to shoot with an AI script.
Like
you got to proofread it.
You're taking – it's the opposite is what this is doing, is instead of creating all these jobs, it's diminishing all these jobs into one asshole at a computer overlooking what AI has done and then putting it out. Like it's a different thing. It's not the same. You know what I mean? Like AI I don't think is going to create more jobs. It's just going to take away. I mean, what fuck do I know? I don't.
Well, would you feel like, let's say Scorsese was still like in his heyday of making movies, you know, like it's back Goodfellas time. If Casino was written by AI as opposed to Nicholas Pileggi and Martin Scorsese, like.
Sure.
I wonder like how I would approach if it's a Martin Scorsese-esque script,
yeah.
But it's not him, you know?
Well,
like I just wonder if I would be prejudiced against that, even like to go see it.
Well, once that happens, then it's fucking screenwriters are in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a thorny one, man. It's going to be done. Somebody's going to do it. Someone's going to make a movie based on an AI script.
They're going to.
How you can even prove it's AI anyway? Let's say you're a screenwriter and you just put it through AI and then turn it in with your name on it. How will anybody ever know?
I don't know. Maybe they won't.
That's what I wonder. Like, how will anybody ever know, as long as you don't admit it was artificially created?
Yeah, and it's probably like you say, it's not perfected to the point where it's like, let's go to picture with this.
But you could bang out a first draft.
But you can get a first pretty solid first draft and go back and tweak it.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's crazy, but I don't know, man. Scary, dude.
Yeah.
It's a scary world we're heading into. What's next?
Pay attention to you and yours, not the world at large.
All you can do is keep your eye on, you know, you can't, like you said, you can't look too far outside your circle, because at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter.
Right. You're going to spend all your time screaming about politics and all this other bullshit. Meanwhile, your family's home, like, not getting attention. You know, I mean, if you're that into it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Something. Yeah, you can't. Yeah. No person can devote the time to the world. It's something's expense then.
Well, especially with, like, every time you turn around, there's a new cause. It's like I don't – it, only the young. And that's why you only see young people involved in, like, the heavy, like, liberal and progressive stuff, is because they have the energy for it.
Well, those politicians aren't young.
Oh, well, those guys are getting paid. I'm talking about people who are just in it for the social cause.
You don't go out and march anymore? Your marching days are over?
Oh, my God. I march to the bathroom. I march back to the bed.
Well, maybe this is the answer to your boredom, man. Maybe you need to get behind some causes.
A cause?
Yeah.
Find a cause.
All right, I got a couple in mind.
Yeah. Maybe just run them by us before you start marching.
I was going to say, you don't want me marching without the supervision.
Just run them by us. We'll put Ming on you. Maverick.
Did you notice you have some straws there?
First thing I noticed when I came in today was a big old thing of straws.
Now, did you already tell him about the straws? Okay.
He said he bought them for me.
If – this blew my mind.
Those are good straws. Those are milkshake straws.
These are nice straws, man.
This blew my mind because I looked at it and I was like, what's with all the straws? I know I'm breaking a rule here. I know Get 'em, you know, talking about Get 'em when nobody wants to hear about Get 'em, but right. This is more about Q.
Yeah, 50 count.
And he goes, they're for Q. And I was just like, why does Q need all those straws? He goes, well, if you remember last time he was here, he said that he needs better straws. And I'm
because I stole straw from a coffee from the coffee shop over there, and I was like, "Oh, I love this straw."
And I say, "Do you recall this conversation happening at all? Was I in the room? Because I'm like, because if not, then that's some fatal attraction shit right there. That he's paying attention to every word that you say. That, like, were you talking to get him at that point, or was it just something he overheard?
I don't remember because you were with me, right? When I was no,
you told me that you did.
Look,
I didn't recall it being that big of a thing that
I'm not
like, look, I love the guy, but it didn't occur to me to get him straws.
And did you go out? Yeah. Like if I, I'm sorry. Yeah, me too. Like, but like, like if I was out and about and I saw a bag of straws, even if I remembered the conversation, I don't think I'd be like, well, Q needs good straws.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nice, man. See,
nuts,
that's a cause I want him to get behind.
He is
affecting his world. He went out and he made the world a little bit better. And I think that's
beautiful.
And
how are those straws better than your average straw?
You're involved in this story, Walter. You remember when you gave me that Baron drinking mug?
Oh, somebody sent that in, right?
Right, yes. And you had given it to me to try. It has become like that's
your go-to?
That's my go-to every day, all day. But it's long.
Yes.
And so the straws that I use at home, you know, try to do that paper thing, you can't fucking do it. Try to do the bamboo thing, and it was
that's Brian's cause too. He was gonna get on the paper straw cause.
Against, though.
Against
the paper straws. I'm still against them. I fucking hate paper straws.
Did you see all those
flights flying out of Vegas, all those private planes and shit? Yeah. But soggy straws for everyone.
What's this now?
Oh, another cup.
A four-color demon.
He has to make his presence known. Get him.
Yeah.
Like well,
even
ahead.
If he's not talking.
I interrupted about the straw stuff.
No. So that was it. So when I was at the coffee shop down in Airport Plaza today, I saw they had these thick black straws.
Mm-hmm.
And I stole. I was like, finally, I have a straw. And it fits to the bottom of a cup, sticks out. Get him. I can't tell you how well timed this is. Boris chewed the shit. I came down this morning. Boris chewed the shit out of the straw because I left it out last night. So I needed straws. And here comes my boy, Get 'em.
You have straws probably to last you to 2050.
These are 50 straws. Yeah, these are a lot of straws. Yeah, but I appreciate it, man. This
and
is
are
great.
They the right length?
They are. They look like the right length to me. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Good. Forget them.
Yeah, man.
Get them. Really did happy. It.
Thank you, pal.
I was going to say maybe not paper straws, but maybe my cause could be like maybe listening a little more carefully to people and like picking up on hints and like, you know, I could have come in with some straws, although it would have been – then you would have had a lot of straws.
Yeah.
But, but things of that ilk, you know?
I don't know. Yeah, like
– I think the world would be nicer if we all listened to our friends a little bit more and then brought gifts for them. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Obviously, that would be. But to me, I was blown away by the fact that he remembered and was like he made a point to make sure he found you good.
Well, he's in love with Q, though. He's like Ming. He's in love with Q. Like when I come in, like I don't have a candy cane or water or straws or any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm lovable, dude. What do you want from me?
Hey, you don't got to tell me.
Yeah, man. Get him to know summer's coming. He wants in that pool again. He's trying to grease me up right now for it. I'll take
start
a little
early
greasing.
In the season.
Yeah. Yeah. Pool's got to be open sooner or later.
Yeah. Let's see. Magic spoon.
Magic spoon.
Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid, but as you get older, you have to watch out for sugar and empty carbs. Magic spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but high protein and less sugar. They have a variety pack. Four flavors are cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs with only 140 calories per serving. It's high protein, 0 grams of sugar, keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. I am a fruity guy. There's another clip for us. Oh, wait a second. Mary Beth has a comment. Mary Beth says, the blueberry muffin is so good, and Bri's favorite is the fruity. Her Aunt Missy says Magic Spoon saved her life. As a diabetic, she found Magic Spoon had the sugary taste she loves and craves with less sugar, Mary and it's Beth's also diabetic? Good for the carb conscious. No, her aunt. Yeah, her aunt.
I was going to say, I think all of TSD Town is diabetic. Frank just got
– Frank is too? Diabetic.
Frank?
Yeah.
Frank, Jimmy, yeah. Get him on his way. Oh,
he's already –
yeah.
He just doesn't know it. He hasn't got diagnosed.
It's like nobody tells me I got it. I don't got it.
Exactly. Ignorance is fucking bliss until you're in a diabetic coma. Yeah. Then you're really ignorant. Yeah. I don't know how bliss it is, but then you're truly ignorant.
That's not going to happen with Magic Spoon.
No.
No way. Go to magicspoon.com/TESD to get a variety pack and try it out today. And be sure to use the promo code TESD at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/TESD and use the code TESD for $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. And then we have, I'm going to butt them up again. We're talking about all those boners earlier.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Guys, remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. It's BlueChew.com. BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them any time, day or night. You can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. And their process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with a licensed medical provider, and once you're approved, you receive your prescription within days. And the best part, all online. You don't have to go to the doctor's office. No awkward conversations. No waiting in line at the pharmacy. And they're made in the good old US of A and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package. I have used it in the past. And I think that one of the things that I heard is that – I think Q, actually, you brought it up. It's like you might not necessarily need it. But it brings you back to those teenage boner years. Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievably hard is what my friend had said. And I tried and he was right.
Yeah. Unbelievably hard. That's the Blue Chew promise. Blue Chew wants you to have better sex. Discover your blue options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. Here's the special deal for you guys. This is not that much. You should try this. Blue Chew free when you use your promo code TESD at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com with promo code TESD to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety instructions. And thank you, BlueChew. All right. That's it.
BlueChew.
BlueChew. Oh, turns out I'm not even going to ask Mary Beth because I don't care about her opinion. Mm-hmm. Dick size doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
I'm reading this in the New York Post. Does size matter? Age-old penis debate finally settled in groundbreaking
article.
I see if it was a guy by Rebecca Scanlon in Australian News. Yes, it's saying here that they analyzed 265 sex toys and studied factors such as size, material, price, and even customer reviews to uncover what women really like in bed. And it turns out the whole bigger is better is not necessarily true. They don't play, women don't place considerable emphasis on large phallus size. It's more about girth than length. And it says the surprise bedroom revelation came after it was found out the average penis length has increased over the past 30 years. How does that happen? The average penis size has grown 24% in about 3 years. What a bunch of small dick guys 24 years ago, though.
Wait, what?
That's what it says here.
I don't mean to offend anybody, but does if it's an Australian making that case, does it really matter, though? Like, I mean, if it was an American author.
Right.
It may mean maybe more.
You feel that Australia, the third world country, is, has no business talking about anything medical?
Stay in your lane, Australia.
Talk to us about some kangaroos and some shit like that. But why? This is, isn't this the news that men, wouldn't we all want to embrace this? Isn't this, like, doesn't this up Australia's standing? Like, they gave this one to us.
Or is this just another thing, another way to make everybody just feel good, like another –
Well, don't we need that?
You know, but there's at a certain point, it's just like everybody, everything's fine. Everyone, no, size doesn't matter.
Everybody's things, beautiful.
Yeah,
everything's
wonderful.
Yeah, I hear
everybody's
you.
Everybody's a fucking precious, you know, commodity.
Yeah.
And like, no.
Okay. Most people are shit. That's the fact.
We're finally getting the news that men have wanted to hear for generations, and you guys are poo-pooing it. This should be celebrated.
If it came from a viable news source, maybe.
This is
Well, the Post said it. The Post
this is news.com.australia.
Yeah, they picked it up from the Australian news.
I see.
I mean, how serious do you take it? There's like there's a guy with a cucumber hanging out of his pants in the article.
I don't know, man. I think you guys are looking a gift Aussie in the mouth. I think guys.
Well, how big are dicks going to get then if over the past 30 years they increased from 4.8 inches to 6 inches?
How's it possible?
I don't know. It says while more studies are needed to confirm the findings, it confirmed the determine the cause.
Well, let's look at other parts of the body too. Are they growing too?
Americans. Yeah, like your fingers or your toes or something?
Or your butt.
Well, it might be something that's ass. Like it might be an evolution thing where like women are only fucking guys with bigger penis, thus the general population's penis size is getting bigger because that's where all the donors – so the small dicks are getting edged out by women
how,
who are like, get away, get away from me.
But how can they know they
yeah. What's up?
But how can like –
Well, they're going to fuck someone once and then see if it's a small dick and be like, hey, man, I'm not going to go on a second date.
I'll throw that one back.
Yeah. And then they meet like a nice, what did they say, 7 inches, whatever. And six they're like, inches, I can marry this. And then they have kids with this. And then those kids have 7-inch bricks. Right? Isn't that how evolution works?
Or even bigger if doctor, like this trend continues.
Yeah.
Doctor, you might get picked up and become a Dr. Quinn.
I believe in Australia. I am a doctor.
His big dong theory. Yeah.
This is the Australians, man. I can't take credit for this.
Well, your theory now is
my theory about why they're getting
girl,
that
yeah, the girls are only fucking guys with big dicks.
Having
hence,
kids.
We got kids with big dicks.
Yeah. Yeah. Hog begets hogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
It says here to sort of they give their own version of what they think it is, their own analysis. Chemical exposure from pesticides or hygiene products could be one of the various factors causing the quick growth.
Jesus
Such Christ. Chemicals can disrupt the endocrine system, which regulates hormones. Ooh, going right back to back the beginning, to we circle back to hormones.
That's a more insidious version of what your version was a lot more sexier.
Yeah, like at least there was only prejudice against small dick guys. Now it's like we got chemicals and pesticides in our endocrine
but
systems.
But they're making our dicks bigger, though. So people are going to be in their garages just spraying fucking like Drano in their mouth or whatever.
What's that shit, Roundup?
Roundup indeed.
Drink a glass of Roundup every morning. Yeah. Biggest dick in town.
Did you ever like give any thought to the size of your dick growing up, or you just like it's?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know you're going up into the male showers. I know you guys didn't do that when you were
in school.
So yeah, you're always
hidden. Safe.
It's right in your face. You know, It's like, what do you measure up? Do you not measure up? And you see, then there's like, thank God there's always this one guy that looks like he's got a vagina. Like, God, I'm not that guy.
Because no matter how small you are, nobody's paying attention to you if the guy that has the vagina is kind of like right there.
I'd always shower next to him.
Yeah.
He's got that little button.
Hey, guys, should I fuck him? Should I? That little button. I remember there was a guy who when we used to shower after gym and on basketball, and I remember he had red hair. He had the biggest fucking red
episode of TSA. Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
The biggest red bush I ever seen in my life.
Eyes up.
Huge.
Eyes up. I should have been up. You should never even saw his bush.
I know.
You should never knew what color his bush was. The fact you knew what color his bush was says everything.
I'm gay.
You've been relitigated as gay. Again.
I know. It keeps happening to me. I walked in and you couldn't avoid it. Your eyes.
Guilty.
Guilty, Your Honor.
Now, again, you could just nod, of course, but when you were in school, showers at gym? Yeah, so it was a practice that was still going on. Now, and they've eradicated that now?
That's been eradicated. Yeah, I think forcing juveniles to shower with each other while a gym teacher watches over, somebody stepped in and was like, whoa.
They eventually frowned upon it.
Yeah.
But there's still showers available if you want to use them, right?
Sure.
But you don't have to. But you don't have to, and it doesn't cost you anything on your grade.
Yeah, you don't get points off like we used to.
Can you imagine that in a world where, like, yeah,
you got points off for not showering.
Yeah, you would get points off your grade, and if you needed that grade to, like, to graduate, yeah, you needed to take a shower then, which is such a fucked up.
How sweaty did you get in gym class?
Well, we went all out, bro.
Yeah,
it was like our Super Bowl every day.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like if you're like, oh, we're playing indoor soccer today, it's like you knew you had to take a shower at the end because you were sweating your balls off. Especially if you had an early gym period, like second period, you're like you're sweating your balls off at 9 in the morning and then smell the rest of the day.
I guess. Yeah, we had showers, but I don't remember many people using them.
Yeah.
Wasn't it all boys school?
It was an all boys school. Yeah.
Yeah. I was one of those kids, though, I never really sweated. So the showers for me were – it wasn't – I didn't need it. I only had to do it because I was forced to do it.
Yeah.
So fucked up.
Even in 2005 when I was in the fire academy, they were still doing that. Like guys would fucking walk around the locker room naked and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they get ready. I think it's just you get guys together and guys just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you, but – for our generation, me and Brian's generation, you know, it scarred some people.
Yeah. Especially that guy with the vagina.
They're still talking about me.
I never said anything to him. I just was a silent nod. I was just like, whew.
Glad I'm not you.
But as far – I know some kids who were just like – it was like so much anxiety, so much stress. And I remember like – when my girls were going into high school and like them, like finding out that they didn't have to do that either. I was just like, and they, when they heard that, you know, that we had to, their minds being blown.
Right. They must've been like, what year did you grow up?
What? And then the gym teacher would come into the shower and make sure you were showering.
Oh my God. It's so weird.
Like they could not wrap their heads around such a,
as they shouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have been able to wrap our heads around it, but it was the times, man.
Fucking weird, man.
Yeah, like people literally failing if they wouldn't take a shower.
That is fucking weird.
But the greatest generation, though?
Yeah.
They all took showers.
Sometimes they went for fucking weeks without showers, man, in the trenches.
That's the thing. Did we become too mamby-pamby as a society, really? Like, too, like, oh.
As of today?
No, I'm sorry.
I think
everybody listening to this knows the answer to that is yes.
Oh, my God.
But I'm saying, did the mamby-pamby start with us? Is like, we went through it. We put up with it. And we got through it. But the generation that finally put their foot down was like, no more showers. No more forced showers.
Right.
Was that the beginning of the end?
I think so. Yeah. I think we were the second greatest generation.
What are your achievements? We took showers together.
Yeah, we took showers with other boys. Why?
Well, the other generation that's the greatest, they killed Nazis.
And the generation after said they don't want to do it, and now they don't have to do it. So. What makes you guys
so
great?
That's why we're the second greatest. That's funny.
Yeah, there is. I think there's it happens to me sometimes. I get caught up, like I'll watch, you know, shit on YouTube or whatever, and you see the namby-pambies on TikTok and shit, and you're just like, how the fuck is this world going to survive with people like this in it? It's fucking insane. And then again, I have to constantly take a step back and remind myself, I never run into people like this. Yeah. I never run into nutcases.
Yeah, that world, the world's going to carry on. No matter how many mamby-pambies make a video and post it.
Yeah. And it's in New York, the LA. World,
it's never
world
here.
At some point is going to smack them in the face, and then they'll feel like, oh, I get it.
Right.
Yeah.
I was namby-pamby. Now I'm not.
Namby-pamby.
Mm-hmm. Wear my jean shorts. Let me put them on. Become a real man. I don't think you're a real man until you dress like John Cena. That's your guy. That's your guy.
John Cena?
Guys who dress like John Cena. Yeah, yeah. Those are the Americans.
Didn't something happen to CM Punk recently?
Yeah, he got hurt.
He got hurt, right?
He had a big return and he got hurt, yeah, like in his first match back.
You a CM Punk fan?
He is. I was never like – I wouldn't
say
–
You can shit on him in our presence because he was one of the first detractors to comic book men.
No.
I remember him going on Twitter and shitting all over comic book men.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now I'll shit on him. Now I'll shit him because he shit on you guys, but I was never really a CM Punk guy. What is that?
The one next to me. Look whose house I'm in front of, Walt. On Reddit, it says a young Brian Johnson. No, not that one. It was the one next to it. Down below left. Yeah, right there.
Oh, that's my mom's house. Right?
That's your mom's house I'm standing in front
painting.
Of. Yeah.
Look at that.
What a pose. Yeah. What a pose.
What did CM Punk say about your show?
Oh, he was just saying it sucked and blah, blah, blah. You know, the normal stuff that people say when they don't like him.
Did you see Madam Web, Q?
I did not. Did you?
No. I didn't hear good things.
Stacked cast of hot chicks. That was the one thing that I was like, oh, maybe this will be worth checking out. But it's a dud, huh?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah. But
what I love is, though, that some of the
– Pardon my ignorance. What is Madam Web?
It's a new Marvel movie.
Okay.
It's not a Marvel
movie.
It's
like Sony Marvel, yeah.
Okay. One of the actresses came out and said that she fired her agent because she was told that she was going to be in a Marvel Universe movie and technically – It's not.
Oh, boy.
Can you really make that claim? Can you really blame your agent for that?
Well, you got to do some research on your own. But, I mean, I've been led into some situations that I wasn't like 100% on by agents.
Really?
Yeah. And you get there and you're like, this isn't what I thought this was going
to
be.
Have you had to let go of an agent then or no? You just
I've only changed agents once and it wasn't really because I didn't like the old ones. But, it's just, you know. It's really – I'm always like, well, I should have done the research. I should have fucking taken some personal responsibility and looked into it.
Isn't that like – that's why you pay them these exorbitant amounts so that like you know the difference between an MCU movie and one that is not.
I'm not saying that I would be happy, but I think that like there has to be an element of like I should look into this before before I jump into this. And who knows? It might have worked. What if it had worked out? We wouldn't be talking about this if it had come out great.
It was always
– yeah.
It was never going to turn out great. The concept of taking that
character,
Z-list character.
Yeah. And making her, by the way, nothing like she is in the comics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What was she, an 80-year-old woman?
Yeah, she's an old lady in a bodysuit. Yeah.
And then turning her into three hot girls.
I don't know the plot. I do know that every girl in the movie looks pretty good to look at, which I'm like – and then they put them in spider costumes and I'm like, all right, maybe I'll check this out. But then it's just like everything about it sucks is what I'm hearing.
Did you see the Deadpool trailer?
I did. That looks cool. Fuck yeah. When Pyro, they brought Pyro back. I was like, that is fucking dope, man.
I just love that Marvel Jesus, that line.
Yeah.
That was so dope.
It was great, man. The Fox logo in the background. It just looks fun, man.
I think that, he is going to bring back Marvel movies to the tip of everyone's tongue again. It hasn't been that way for a while, but I think this is going
to
do it.
I mean, the thing is, this is just what I've heard. I don't have any way to clarify this. Is like, it's more like every of the Fox universe characters, like the X-Men movies and stuff, but like even the old Fantastic Four that they abandoned and stuff, like everybody's back in this movie is what I was told. Like literally everybody.
I think it's going to be the movie that we thought, you know, that Doctor Strange Realities of Madness was going to be, the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, I agree.
I think this is going to like check all the boxes that everyone was hoping for.
Yeah, yeah. You
know, that we didn't get in that.
My buddy's seen some footage and he's like, it's fucking awesome. He's like, it is awesome.
When is that coming out?
It's gotta be soon, right? Soon. June, I think. June.
Oh, shit. That's not soon.
Right, soon.
I thought March.
Maybe March. What do I know? But yeah, it's but all words is that it's going to be fucking awesome. How could it not be? He's not coming out of retirement after Logan for bullshit.
No.
They have to. It's like that's the problem I had with the Obi-Wan show. Like he came out of retirement after 20 years to play this character. And you're like, this is why you fucking came out. Like, I think Hugh Jackman would be like, look, we ended that character perfectly. Like, this has to be fucking perfect to do it. And I'm hoping, man. And everything I've heard is it's good. I'm real excited.
Does the check that comes along with the offer, does that help make it perfect?
It helps a lot. But I bet you
the perfect story and amount of money.
Well, I would argue that they – I would – not argue. I would place money on that he's gotten those offers already.
Oh, yeah, already.
And it's like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be in that shape. That was the thing with him. Again, I don't know the guy. This is what I heard. Like,
Hugh Jackman has
he
to get
just
it. Like
didn't want
to.
He had been in that shape for 20 years and was like, I don't fucking do it anymore, man. It's 4 hours a day, twice a day in the gym. And that's why he got out. And I guess this was just too good to fucking pass up. Plus, he got divorced, so I'm sure he's like, all right, let me get back in that Wolverine shape. Fucking one more time, get out there, and, you know, that can't hurt.
Snicked.
Snicked, boy. Yeah. I can't wait, though. I'm pretty excited.
It's nice to see that you guys could still, like, even though the MCU has shit out so many fucking turds, that you guys could still get excited about a movie coming out. Like hopeful.
That boyish.
Optimistic.
Boyish enthusiasm for the genre.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That you never lose that love affair with comics.
We want it to be good.
Yeah, we never wanted it to suck.
Never want anything to suck. And the first two Deadpools are so much fun, man, that you're like, oh, they can't fuck this
one
up.
That's the thing that I think a lot of people who lump the complainers as like their haters.
Yeah.
I truly believe most of them never wanted the movies to suck. They always wanted it to be good.
Sure.
Star Wars, the same thing. You think Sunday Jeff ever wanted to hate Star Wars?
No.
It was against every fiber of his being.
Yeah.
You know, he had to come to that incredibly difficult decision to voice his displeasure with the franchise, and that took a lot of guts and bravery on Sunday's behalf.
Once again, the greatest generation.
Second greatest generation.
He could always put his flag in this. I will always give him credit. He was the first person to say Baby Yoda sucks when everybody was like, fuck a Baby Yoda.
I still don't think Baby Yoda sucks.
Oh, it sucks. It's so corny. At a certain point, it became like
– Why?
It was too much then. Everything was Baby Yoda doing everything. It's like you had the story, finish it, and then that'd be done.
Okay, so you're not excited about that Mandalorian movie, Mandalorian and Yoda coming, little Baby Yoda.
Nope.
Or Baby Yoda?
Doing a movie, Mandalorian and Grogu.
He caught on, man. I know a lot of people really loved Baby Yoda.
He was the first person to call it as he saw it.
Yeah, I remember that.
He took a lot of, you know, he put himself out there. He could have had a lot of repercussions.
Could have gotten canceled.
Yeah. But could still get excited.
Huh?
You could still get excited, though.
Sunday? I don't know if he could get excited again.
If there was a Star Wars movie come out and all signs were pointing to fucking awesome.
I would really be... It would have to see what it would take for him to get excited again.
A good movie would have to reel him in.
It would have to be better.
Like then the next movie he'd give a chance to.
Yeah, they'll have to make a great one and then do it. Which somebody eventually is going to make a good Star Wars movie again. Has to happen eventually.
Eventually, yeah, but.
As soon as AI writes that script.
Yeah. Yeah. I would trust an AI script on that because you know what it would do? It would read the internet. And see what everybody loved about Star Wars.
What everybody hated about the new Star Wars,
and it would write a script without fucking worrying about what anybody thought, and it would pump out a script that was like a fucking awesome. Suddenly I'm on the side of AI. Yeah.
I gotta think it would be like Luke's a badass, Han's a badass, Chewie's a badass, and they save Leia.
Yeah. Hey, and at some point in the rescue, Leia saves them.
She could knock off a few henchmen along the way.
This is Princess Leia.
But it's time to beat the big baddie. You know, let the guys take over.
Come on, man.
That's what everybody wants to see.
That's how we got here. Who was in the trench of the Death Star? Princess Leia was on Alderaan fucking fanning herself.
Yeah.
The boys are in the trench.
Watching, just watching from a distance.
Safe with the prissy robots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the gay road, with the gay droids. You're
R2-D2's in the trenches.
Yeah.
Yeah, the literal trenches.
That's how you get a Sunday Jeff back.
That's how you get everybody back. Buddy. I don't know. That's how you get everybody back. The last 5 minutes were completely AI. that was all deepfake, everybody. I can't tell you how much I love Ray. Can't tell you. This is great. Can't wait to see the continuation of this. That story. She's going to teach people.
She's better than Luke.
What's your name, girly?
She's so Skywalker. Superior as a character to Luke Skywalker. So superior.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So confident, so strong.
Just give me AI Star Wars. I just want AI Star Wars. Just give me AI Star Wars, man. Oh, man, it would be so great. Okay, sorry. Sorry.
So what episode is this?
This is 587. Ooh, okay. So we got 13 more, yeah.
Yeah, we got to start.
Yeah.
No, 12 more after this.
Up for the big trial. maybe in 14 episodes, maybe a certain somebody be able to come on and regale us with all the stories he's been holding in for the last 4 months.
What happened at that hockey game?
Oh, my God. It was so funny. It was so great, but maybe we'll find out one day.
You did it to yourself, people.
How's the hubbub around the office? Like, does this get discussed when you guys are in the office, or no. Kim's not like, when am I back on? Is he scrolling the internet?
He knows the hand he's been dealt. You know, just like getting, like he's got to get to live with the repercussions of
what he's done. Which is, again, enjoy himself on a show with his friends. Yeah. Just that's what he did.
as soon as the threats of, financial repercussions.
Yeah, as soon as those financial punishments come in, yeah. It's like, I like get them.
It's easy to be like, when we're doing a free show, it's like, fuck you. I ride with get them. Ride or die with get them.
I stand with get them.
we got a it's a business now.
Yeah.
It's a business. So.
That he gets paid off of as well.
Right. Yeah. So he knows.
Yeah, that's really, he must be torn then. He's like,
he's in training.
I want to keep my job, but at the same time, it's best if I keep off the air and away from them.
Well, come on. I think at some point he's definitely going to get it back on, but he's been in training, verbal training, and he's only going to bring his best stories.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we've been going over it. We're like, I kill that story.
Yeah.
Don't tell that story anymore. Right.
You know, maybe a 3-minute version of that story. Yeah.
Only his most select interruptions. Like, oh.
The hockey story. That's one. Hopefully one day we'll hear it. But that's one definitely a keeper, I told him.
Yeah.
He's got that one for his when he gets back on mic.
All right.
Shit, I wait the day. Look at him over there.
Cracking up.
He's dying laughing. You don't miss it at all. You can just shake your head yes or no. Oh, you do a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I would too.
he gets his fix on some of the other Sunday Jeff shows coming up for Patreon. We're going to do a couple of them. So okay. he gets his mic fix. Yeah.
Wait, so you put him on Patreon though, but isn't that where the money spenders are the people who.
Surprisingly, those people don't seem to care that much,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a mess. It's a mess, but you
it's
know,
a mess.
It's a minefield. You got to navigate, you know, make everybody happy.
Yeah. Is everybody happy?
Nope.
I wish everybody was happy with it, but it's almost seemingly impossible to keep everybody happy, though. Someone's always going to bitch about something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the nature of the beast.
Like I said, I've always wanted to have NASA standards for TSD, though. Like, you know, NASA has all these things that they, you know, have to go through and make sure that's what I would try to do. But
even NASA, you know,
they've got
a couple of shuttles down,
yeah.
Moon lander or two on its side. You know, it's crazy.
I didn't know Abraham Lincoln said that. You can please some of the people some of the time, all of the people some of the time, some of the people all the time, but you can never please all of the people all of the time.
There you go.
Fucking Lincoln sitting around. That's what I got to do at home. That's going to be my new hobby. Sitting around thinking shit up.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thinking up great quotes.
Whittle and think.
I could whittle. I got a lot of sticks in my yard. A lot of fucking branches have come down over the winter.
So it's just whittle and think.
Think my thoughts.
You're the second greatest generation, bro. You gotta have something.
I gotta have something.
You gotta have some wisdom after all these years.
Yeah, you're right. All right, that'll be it from now on. Then I'm just gonna sit around thinking up thoughts and writing them down.
I think that's a good idea for you.
I actually brought in. I mean, we don't have time.
Just write them down on paper. Don't put them on the keyboard. Like,
yeah. Like keep it more pure.
Yeah.
I brought in my IJ notebook. I have tons of stuff that I didn't get to on the Space Monkey, so I thought we might go over that today. But obviously, we.
Hey, man.
You know,
it's always next week.
It's always next week, and the week after, and the week after.
Always.
What are you going to say?
TESD always.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
There you go.